I am a terrible poker player, which is why I don't play poker. I mean, it's not that I don't know the game or that I'm terribly unlucky. It's because I have no poker face. Now, my friends suggested that perhaps now would be the time to play poker. But I doubt it, because you can read me even when only even with half of it covered. I might as well just put all my cards face up on the table when they're dealt, which is really a good image for me as we celebrate the feast today, the feast of Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. Imagine yourself right now sitting across the table from Jesus playing poker. The stakes are high, but we're all in the game. The thing that we have to remember, though, is Jesus already won the game, every game, now and forever. That's why we call him the King of the universe. What he simply asks us to do is to come to the table and play the game, cards up, because that's how we can win too. To keep the analogy alive, all Christ asks of us is just to play the hand that we're dealt according to the rules of his game. And the game is played out every day of our lives with every decision that we make, in every relationship, every moment of our lives. It's about how we spend our money, how we spend our time, how we talk about and to one another, who are we willing to forgive, and how much we will defend and protect his creation. Decisions that we make when we're for whom we are willing to sacrifice, and what we're willing to sacrifice, no matter how small or insignificant, for the hungry and the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the ill, those in prison. Our cards are played out in politics and around our family tables, how we put our kids to bed at night and how we go to bed, in the jokes we tell and at who we laugh with and who we laugh at, what we say about others to their face and what we say behind their backs. Our cards are played out every day at work and at play, in whom we regard as worthy and on whom we shut doors. And we should remember this too, that the game we play is not for our pride or our short-term benefit, folks. It's not small win that could be taken away from us at the next hand. The game we play today is for eternal life. And the one we sit across from at the table is Jesus Christ, the King. And it's his deal, his game, his rules, not ours. Today, the Feast of Christ the King challenges all of us to just live in God's goodness and love without reservation, without rationalization, without hesitation, without exception. Just like he did. It's the only way to share in the win. So, Ian?